This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Jeff Palmer on the line. He's the Executive Director of Baptist Global Response, and we're going to be talking about a couple of updates from Syria. Jeff, I understand you've got a new school project underway?
We do. We actually have had several education programs, and we have them spread out, but actually one area that's very needed, I can't go into the details where that area is, we've actually helped to start a school. We just had a large concentration of refugee children and a great partner who had a vision to do this. And so we're working together with other organizations and helping to provide education in that area.
And does the context of my next question is the fact that some organizations for refugee children, they combine education with other things like meal, sanitation, you know, a holistic care. Is this something that BGR is doing?
Absolutely, in this case. Like I said, we have lots of education projects that are components all around the area. So, you know, there's the refugees in the displaced people inside Syria, and then we've got refugees Lebanon, Jordan, northern Iraq, Turkey. But in this particular project that we're talking about, we're actually providing a school and nutritious meals for the children. And the neat part about it is we're actually able in this situation to also employ local people to help with the teachers, because in this refugee population, we noticed a lot of teachers were there. The kids had not been in school for 3 to 4 years. The teachers, of course, weren't teaching. They didn't have jobs or materials. They just walked out with their families as refugees. So we actually worked together with the local community and a local church and local believers there to kind of start a small school, about 230 to 250 children, and utilize the teachers there and getting the kids back into school, where we provide materials, lunches, and some employment and incentives for those who are helping in the program.
And since the church is involved, does that translate to a sharing of the gospel with the kids and or their families?
It does, but you know, it incorporates a sharing of the church in their building, and which is nice. The structure's there to have a place for them to meet instead of out in the cold or in the tents. So that's built on the great partnerships there. And then, of course, the church has a heart for these refugees, who many of them are of a completely different faith. Many of them coming from a Muslim background. And so the one thing that encouraged us to do this project, we're not big into, you know, large structures and programs and things like that. But in this case, here was a local group of believers that had a heart to reach out to the education needs and to the spiritual needs of this community that actually had actually grown up in their community, a community of refugees.
And it's such a contrast between what you normally hear coming from Syria, which is often nothing but, you know, tragedy and death and hardship and war. And back in March of 2015, we did an interview about refugees, and you made the comment, every day a fresh tragedy happens, but every tragedy brings a new opportunity to make Christ known. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the spiritual ripple effect that you guys are seeing as you step in to help refugees through partnerships and things?
Well, like this school is a great example, Katie. You know, when the kids come in and they start back in the school, I mean, it's a happy time, but they're traumatized. I mean, they've seen things that you and I and hopefully our children will never, ever have to see. They see things that nobody should have to see. They see bombs going off. They see people mangled. They see, you know, just horrific, horrific things. And that's a part of them when they come out. You know, physically they may be safe, but emotionally just going through all kinds of trauma. One of the things that we've done in the school to go along with the feeding, the education, and some local employment, the church especially has come alongside and done counseling and psychosocial and emotional and spiritual counseling. And I was able to see in one of the classrooms where the kids, they were showing, they had them drawing pictures kind of as a therapy thing, telling their stories and with crayons and papers. And every one of those pictures you know, had something blowing up, or it had airplanes dropping bombs, or it had barrel bombs and improvised explosive devices, you know, in the picture. And these were like 5 and 6 and 7 year old children that were depicting, you know, this is their story. And in this case, we're able to go in and listen, let them tell their story, counsel them through the story with them and their parents and their families together. Not a lot of the husbands are there. It's mostly the women and the children. And in the midst of that, share God's plan for everybody's life. And it makes a huge difference. We try to do this in a way not coercing, but in a way that just really says there's a better life and here's hope, and that hope is found in the gospel.
And a lot of BGR supporters have come alongside and supported your projects, the ones that are over there, so to say. But now that the refugee crisis is coming to the Western nations and Europe, it's kind of coming to our front yard, so to say. What should the church be doing now that this crisis is evolving?
Well, there's not a whole lot of Syrian refugees here in the United States right now, only about 2,400. There's probably another 10,000 coming this year if everything goes through. In fact, I'm meeting at a conference today about the refugees coming to the States. What I would say is to people is that the Bible commands us to open the door for the strangers and treat them as one of our own. And we do this because of the compassion of Christ in us. And we do this because we want to make God known. We want to make Christ known to them. So what I would say to churches, especially here in the States, but individual Christians as well, is find ways the strangers, the alienated, the refugees, the immigrants that are in your community, they're all over the United States. They're in certain clusters of different places, more one place than the other. But find out who they are and reach out to them with the love of Christ, with, you know, some help. And we're not talking about a lot of material help, Katie. A lot of times it's coming alongside and helping them learn how to communicate in English in this strange land that they find themselves in. A lot of them is coming alongside and just helping them to learn how to do things like get their kids in school and get a driver's license, or how to even, you know, cook the food that's strange to them that they find in American supermarkets. And so we would say that you can give a lot of things, but the folks that are next door neighbors, go and get some of your time in your life. Develop that relationship. Find out they're real people. You know, they're not all terrorists. In fact, very few of them would be. They're real people with real needs, just like us, and they have the greatest need that anybody could have, that you and I have, is to know Jesus Christ and to hear the gospel.
And I guess the people, this is kind of a, I don't know, off the wall, but just the people who do come alongside and catch the vision, and your supporters, have you heard any reasons, or as you talk with them, have they said why they're helping or why they're coming alongside?
Well, there are some reasons. I think you hear a lot more reasons, Katie. You know, you watch the news like I do, and you hear all kinds of things. I think there's more reasons to be fearful, and we hear that from folks all that, well, I'm afraid. But here's what I remind everybody that we talk to. We're people of faith. We're not people of fear. We're people of faith. If God is moving among the nations, and, you know, it's not Syria and what's happened there, that doesn't surprise God. Nothing surprises God. He knows everything. If people are coming to our backyard and they're refugees and they're looking for asylum, that doesn't surprise God. We should step back and look and say, what in the world is God doing in the midst of all this? And what are the opportunities for making his name known to the nations? Now we don't even have to go all the way around the world. The nations are coming to our backyard. What a wonderful opportunity to make Christ known, both in word and in deed.
Amen. And we will send people to BGR's website to connect with those ways that you've described. For now, that wraps up my questions. But was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just would still encourage and appreciate Mission Network News, and encourage the listeners out there. Pray for us. Pray for those who are suffering. Pray for the 12 to 14 million people that are displaced because of this war that's happening there in Syria. Pray for responders there and here in the United States. It would be wise, but just be aggressive and loving people and sharing our faith, and just pray that the peace of God would rule in that part of the world. And when the time comes to open back up the country and to rebuild, that we'll have godly people to help us, to come alongside, to go in to help people in their need, but also to help make Christ known.
And we look forward to covering those stories and hearing from you when that occurs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. And for now, I'll remind our listeners, I've been speaking with Jeff Palmer of Baptist Global Response about some recent happenings in Syria and the ways you can come alongside them. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us, Katie.